This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, last week we were talking about some of the pitfalls of dropping out of school, having babies early, and the financial impact of that.
It's a disaster.
It really is, and it's hard on women. Some of the statistics I have seen show that child poverty is very highly correlated with single mothers raising children, particularly those that don't have any kind of education. And we talked also about the fact that one of the surest ways of staying out of poverty is to get a college education. So education is very important today. And those factory jobs that you used to be able to get if you dropped out of high school, most of those now are going overseas.
And you cannot make ends meet on minimum wage and take care of everything. It's very, very frustrating and difficult.
Just the cost of daycare alone, we noted, can be, with a couple of kids, $750 or so a month.
And the housing authority, you're not always going to be able to get them to kick in, because when vouchers are frozen at the federal level, then they're frozen at the local level.
Right. So the bottom line is, if you want to have a meaningful employment, get a decent paying wage, you're going to need education, you're going to need job experience. So what happens if you're in that position? You've already made the decisions way back when to drop out of school, and you've tried hooking up with Mr. Wright and that didn't work out. So now you're alone and you've got to raise these kids. You know, what are the options for you? So we want to talk a little bit about that today.
Well, let's say, David, that I am a client at the shelter, and I really do want to go back to school. And are there options for me?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons we started the Fresh Start program, and that's a program that serves Mitchell and Yancey and even Avery counties. And there's lots of opportunities there. And the reason we established that program is because most of the women that we saw coming through the shelter are women who've dropped out of school, who don't have the job experience. And so, you know, we're trying to help them by doing so. And we've got a couple of ways of doing that.
So there is hope, and you can go back to school. And so all is not lost. And it's hard, but you can do it.
That's right. One of the things that we have with the Fresh Start program is we have a series of courses. We have something called Job Skills, which teaches you how to interview successfully for a job. You don't just open up the door and say, y'all don't have any jobs, do you? And it takes some preparation. You've got to learn how to do resumes, how to interview successfully, because you only get one opportunity to present yourself.
Exactly.
For the first time. And so that first impression is very, very important. So anyway, we talk about job skills. We have another series of courses about life skills, how to manage that money successfully, what you need in terms of life insurance and savings and those kind of things. And the third set of courses is called computer skills. And almost every job that we have today requires some knowledge of computers, particularly if you're going to do any kind of office work. You need to know how to work a word processor.
To, like it or not.
Right. So those jobs, I mean, those courses are open to anybody. They're free. They're taught by Mayland Community College. And if you want to improve yourself, that's one of the most successful ways of doing it, is to go through these courses. And we're starting to see now that a lot of people wind up getting jobs before they even finish those courses.
That's wonderful. And then you can actually send people on to college, right?
Absolutely.
With Fresh Start?
If you're what we call a displaced homemaker, and that's somebody who's been dependent on somebody else for their income, then the target population are women who, either through divorce or death, they were dependent upon their husbands for support, now must get back into the job market. They've been homemakers, and if you fall into that category, there's some financial help that we can help you with. We can help you go to Mayland and get a GED if that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
We can help you with your tuition and books to get a two-year degree in nursing, for example.
That's wonderful.
Had a lot of women go through and get nursing degrees, and even there's a way of going on and getting a degree from NC State, for example, if that's what you want to do. So there's all kinds of opportunities here. If you're in that, but it takes some initiative. You got to make the phone call and start the ball rolling.
But y'all would be glad to talk to people about that, and not only in Mitchell County, but Yancey County.
That's
is
right.
Served
call
also.
Us, call us at either place. So give us a number in Yancey County.
In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056, and the office line is 678 3436.
And in Mitchell County, call us at Safe Place. Our number is 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.